All right, then we will
Matt,
begin.
You can go ahead and start the recording and the broadcast, please.
Okay, we're on.
Matt, just let me know when you've got that rolling.
Chairman Crashers, you may proceed.
Okay, thank you.
It's going.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is 1:35 p.m. on Monday, April 20th, 2020. I'm Commissioner Brian Crashes, joined by Commissioner Julie Fedorchek and Commissioner Randy Christman. So we do have a quorum. This is a special meeting of the Public Service Commission. We have one agenda item, but before we start with that, I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Fedorchek?
I do not have any opening comments. Thank you.
Commissioner Christman, any opening comments?
No, sir, I don't either.
All right. Okay, so we'll go move right into it. BK1, finding that a state of emergency has been declared to prevent the spread of COVID-19 and finding good cause for issuance of the amended notice, I move the commission affirm the April 17th, 2020 amended notice of consolidated hearing, which was issued in order to change the physical location of the 30th of April 2020 formal hearing to a remote hearing for the application of Montana Dakota Utilities Company, Advanced Prudence, Heskett 4 application, case number PU-19-306, Montana Dakota Utilities Company, 88 megawatt turbine, Heskett 4, Public Convenience and Necessity, case number PU-19-307, and Montana Dakota Utilities Company, Deferred Accounting, Lewis and Clark 1, Heskett 1 and 2, application, case number PU-19-317.
Second.
Okay, thank you. I don't have a lot to say. We've talked about this before, but in terms of the case itself, but we are moving to a remote hearing as stated because of the COVID-19 situation and to do our part in minimizing and preventing the spread of that. So we will have, the hearing will be similar to one that we conducted on Friday. In fact, essentially the same. And until further notice, I suspect we will continue to proceed in this fashion. But once again, the public will have full access to the meeting through a call-in number that we will provide. The hearing will be done via video conference, and that information will be provided as well. So I look forward to doing that on the 30th of April and proceeding, moving forward as planned, so we can keep industry moving ahead to the extent that they wish and to do our part. And that concludes my remarks. Commissioner Fedorchek, any remarks? Steve, did we lose her or?
Her picture is gone.
Steve, are you there? Okay, and we're good.
Okay, we'll make one more round on this. Commissioner Fedorchuk, any comments?
No, thank you.
Commissioner Christman, any comments?
Yes, when before advocacy staff and the company came to a settlement, we had scheduled this for that, is it the 30th, starting at, I think, 2 o'clock or something like that, and then all of Friday, and there was even worry about whether that would be adequate time. So with the settlement, I guess we can assume probably less time needed, but that second day has never been on my calendar. And now, as I understood you state the motion, it only mentioned the 30th. Are we just completely assuming that we can wrap up that afternoon, or does this not need to at least be holding our calendars for a Friday extension if necessary?
I think that's the case. I think with the settlement in place that it is fairly safe to assume, you know, barring anything unexpected between now and then, that would be my opinion. I believe we can get through it in the afternoon, but that's just my opinion.
Okay, because I certainly have some questions regarding some of the costs. So
I don't think it's a bad idea to save the second day. Is there any harm in doing that?
No, I don't believe so. Steve, from a procedural standpoint, do we just amend the motion that I made to also state May 1st? How do we go about that? Well, I'll add one thing while we wait for Steve, and that is we typically, I believe in the past, we scheduled, you know, multiple days if we want to play it safe, if we're not sure. But I believe in talking with Jack that from a procedural legal standpoint, we indicate the start of the hearing. We don't indicate when the actual hearing may end, even if it is recessed and then extends into the second day. But I would agree, let's keep the second day on our calendars just in case. Does that sound good to everyone? Commissioner Fedorchuk?
That sounds great.
Okay, Commissioner Christman?
Ms. Chairman, that's exactly how I think it should be. I think that the motion should indicate the starting date, and but just that our calendars, which the public can see, that we hold those in case we do need to extend it in to the second day.
Okay, so we'll do that from a scheduling standpoint to have that listed on our calendar for day two if necessary.
Excellent, thank you.
Yep, absolutely, and I don't have any more remarks, Steve. I'm assuming we're done with discussion.
Chairman Karasius, I was kicked out of the meeting. Could you repeat your question about the motion?
I think we just came to a consensus during our discussion that as long as we state the opening day of the meeting, we never really know when a meeting is going to end, whether it's the same day or it extends into a second day. We just want to make sure on the calendar that we have May 1st blocked out if we need to continue into May 1st due to the fact that we're starting the hearing at 2 o'clock on April 30th. So we just want to make sure that's on the calendar so the public can see it in the event we do go to day two.
Perfect. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
I believe we are ready for the vote.
Shall we move to a vote?
Yes.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Chairman Crashes?
Yes. I voted aye.
Chairman Crashes? Thank you.
Yes.
Commissioner Chrisman?
Yes, aye.
Thank you. Motion is approved.
All right. Thank you, Steve. I don't have anything else. Is there anything, Commissioner Fedorchuk, from a scheduling or discussion standpoint that you would have at this point?
No, sir.
Commissioner Chrisman, anything else to add?
Nothing more. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you, everyone. This meeting is adjourned.